and welcome to a Golf Talk America Extra. I'm Frank Bassett, live from the Azalea House in Augusta, Georgia, with some interviews from some pretty heavy-hitting riders in the golf world. Stephanie Apstein had an opportunity to join me after Tiger's first round back in over 500 not at-bats, 500 days, and it was a pretty exciting event. It was very special for everyone here. When you get a standing ovation on the 18th hole in the first round of a tournament, and you're one under par, not even in the lead, that's pretty doggone special. So without further ado, let's get to my friend Stephanie Apstein from Sports Illustrated. Welcome to Live from the Masters, brought to you by Golf Pride, the number one grip on tour. I'm Frank Bassett, alongside Stephanie Apstein from Sports Illustrated. Stephanie, welcome in.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. It's been a long day for all of us. We've all been up since wee early in the morning getting ready for some guy that was playing today that might have drawn a little bit of a crowd, and I think you even wrote an article today about that, and that's one Tiger Woods. What happened? What's your article about? Because the air has been sucked out of the universe on the first day of the Masters.
Yeah, so that's what I wrote about, is what it was like for everyone else, everyone who wasn't Tiger Woods, what it's like to play with really nobody around you, because congratulations on being at the Masters, but no one cares because Tiger's here. And to be honest, I thought some of the players might say, I kind of wish there were bigger crowds around me, and instead they said, I was watching them too. I get it. I was listening for the roars. You know, I also want to know what this guy does. He's everybody's a fan, including his competitors.
Absolutely. They all are. Tiger Woods is what golf's all about these days. And interestingly enough, Stephanie, Tiger, coming into this week, was, well, I may play, I'm not sure, it's a game time decision. And he walked out on the first tee, pushed it a little right, I think, on his first shot. But he proceeded to march down the fairway in perfect form with the throngs of people that were following him. My take back from that, or takeaway I should say, is that it was a lot of the other guys were playing like they were playing during COVID because they didn't have any fans. You're right.
Yeah, it was quite remarkable. You could have followed Tiger for 18 holes. I tried to, and I didn't see a single shot, honestly. It's the crowds were like two dozen deep. It was impossible.
Absolutely.
You were relying on the roar of the crowd, which actually does tell you a lot, but You couldn't see anything. Whereas around the rest of the course, if you wanted to see Cam Smith, who was the clubhouse leader, you had plenty of room. You could go wherever you wanted. It was remarkable, actually, how it seemed like every person at Augusta was following Tiger.
Well, I'm sure you saw, much like I did, in the pre-tournament interviews and what everyone was saying, because every player was asked about Tiger Woods. Every player's questions in those interviews were about Tiger Woods, not about Dustin Johnson, or not about Sungjae Im, or not about anybody. It was Tiger Woods the whole way. And as you said, those throngs of people following him were incredible. Today, we had some wins come up. How do you feel that affected the players?
I think everybody was sort of taken aback by how hard that looked, and I think they felt like maybe it wasn't as clear on television. People were wondering why they were playing so poorly, but they said the wins were really, really much more challenging than I think they expected. I think tomorrow looks a little bit clearer. It should be a little bit calmer, but definitely wins were a factor today.
Of course, Tiger, in his position, will have an afternoon tea time tomorrow. That afternoon tea time, prior to right now when we're filming this, they talked about the winds being up and it being much colder tomorrow. Now there's a new forecast. We've just found out that those winds won't be up until probably 4 to 5 o'clock tomorrow, and maybe not even as severe as we thought. What's your read on this? I mean, we thought it was going to be disadvantage Tiger Woods tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, the fairways are going to dry out. The greens are going to dry out even more. What do you think? What's going to happen?
I mean, I think this could be... It seems like it's going about as well as he could have hoped it would. You know, he got the early late tee time, so he's going to have a lot of time to recover. The late is not going to be as much of a disadvantage as we thought with the winds. He said his plans for tonight involved a lot of ice. He said he's pretty sore. And so I think I don't really see a downside for him at the moment if the forecast holds up.
I think there'll be a lot of ice all over Augusta tonight. There's a lot of celebration. Tiger Woods is sitting on the first page of the leaderboard. Stephanie Apstein with Sports Illustrated. I'm Frank Bassett. Thanks so much, everybody. Live from the Masters, brought to you by Golf Pride, the number one grip on tour.
So there you have it with Stephanie Apstein, and we're looking forward to many more fun days here in Augusta, live from the Azalea House. Frank Bassett joining you and saying thank you so much for listening to a Golf Talk America Extra.